This is MSO News Sports. Baseball insider Andy Carboni is with us, and as we call him this time of year, here's Mr. October. Andy?
Well, happy to be here once again in this wonderful month of the year when it comes to baseball.
All right, Andy. So, you know, a lot of folks may not have mentioned, but the or noticed, rather, but the Red Sox season is over. So how did it all end for the team?
Well, I don't think the Red Sox season actually even began for the Red Sox, but yes, they did try to play a 60-game schedule in some way, shape, or form, and they finished the 60-game schedule with a record of 24-36, last place in the American League East. They ended up being 16 games behind the first place Tampa Bay Rays. The Sox 400 winning percentage is the team's worst since 1965, so with that last place finish, that's the fourth time in the last 9 years they've done so. But also in that span of time, they've won two World Series, so it's kind of feast or famine for the local nine. Also, Red Sox were 11-20 at home this year. That's the third worst winning percentage at Fenway at .355. Only the 1926 and 1932 teams were worse.
Yeah, that's not great, is it? Well, they're going to have a new manager in 2021, and I suppose not a surprise, Ron Reneke not coming back.
Yeah, Ron Reneke was told prior to the last game of the season on Sunday he would not be coming back for 2021, so now the speculation will be who's going to take his seat. Reneke, of course, spent 2 years as a bench coach for the Red Sox before becoming the manager this year when Alex Cora was let go, and of course people are speculating that Alex Cora is going to be brought back once the World Series finishes. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. So, that'll be the big Red Sox news coming up next. Who's going to be leading the local nine?
Yeah, I ended up watching a lot of that press conference last Sunday with general manager Hiram Bloom, and he wouldn't talk about it, but he didn't take it off the table either.
No, so I still think Cora's in the plans.
Yeah, I do too, it seems like. All right, Andy, what else should we know about the Red Sox team? What's news this week other than what we just talked about, the two big things, I guess?
Well, if you want to set your calendars for next year, they play their first spring training game on February 26th against Northeastern University. Opening day set for Fenway Park April 1st against the Baltimore Orioles. Sox CEO Sam Kennedy says that night games in 2021 at Fenway will not start at 7:30 like they did this year. Kennedy says the night games will either begin at 7:05 or 7:10. The 7:30 start times this season were to maximize viewership and listenership. Kennedy also said that they had plans in place to allow up to 7,000 fans to attend games at Fenway in September, but they were shot down by local government officials.
Hey, I also understand they have a plan where you can take batting practice at Fenway Park, which seems like I don't know why they didn't do this years ago, but what's up with that?
Well, you would think that would be something they'd do kind of whenever the Sox weren't home to raise some money or whatever they need to do, with obviously losing a lot of revenue this year because of the pandemic. But for just a short $900, Bill, you and up to nine of your friends could take batting practice at Fenway. Your session will last 30 minutes. You'll also receive a video of you taking batting practice, and you'll also get a VIP tour of Fenway. So, I mean, if you have nine buddies or eight other buddies with yourself and $100 a piece, that's not all that bad when you break it down. So it could be some fun for you to get over there and take some swings at the Green Monster.
All right. So while the Red Sox are working on those kinds of schemes, the rest of Major League Baseball, or some of Major League Baseball, is still playing. So who's still playing and what's going on now?
Well, there were eight wild card games played yesterday, Bill, so that was excitement. Games began at noon yesterday. The last game didn't get over till around 1 o'clock in the morning, so you had about 13 hours of baseball if you sat through the whole thing yesterday. There'll be five wildcard games being played today. Some highlights from yesterday in the American League. The Yankees advanced the American League Division Series, beating the Indians 10-9 in Cleveland. The game took 4 hours and 50 minutes, making it the longest 9-inning game in Major League history. And that 4 hours and 50 minutes does not include 76 minutes of weather delays in the game. So you really had to hunker down to watch that full game between the Yankees and Indians last night. Well, over in the National League, the Braves beat the Reds 1-0 in 13 innings. That was the longest scoreless game in postseason history through 12. Astros, Rays, Yankees all advancing to the American League Division Series starting on Monday. Yankees going to be taking on the Rays. Those games will be played in San Diego. The Astros await the winner of the A's White Sox wildcard series. And that series will be played at Dodgers Stadium. And one other note, the Minnesota Twins getting swept by the Astros in the wild card series. The Twins have now lost a record 18 consecutive playoff games.
Oh, man. All right. That's not good. All right. We have some names in the news, right, from baseball?
Well, we certainly do. The Yankees' DJ LeMahieu is the first, is the AL batting champ, I should say, coming in at 364. He's the first player to win undisputed batting titles in both the American and National Leagues. LeMahieu won the National League batting title in 2016 with the Rockies. And the Nationals, Juan Soto, at 21 years old, he hit 351 this season to become the youngest National League winner of that title. Indians pitcher Shane Bieber won the pitching triple crown in the American League as he led the league in wins with 8 strikeouts, 122, and ERA at 1.63. And Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina, heading toward the Hall of Fame, eventually picked up career hit number 2,000 in the last week of the season.
All right, and we have some broadcast news in the news as well.
Yeah, Major League Baseball and TBS agreeing to a 7-year extension through the year 2028 worth $2.8 billion. The Sunday afternoon game of the week is now going to be moved to Tuesday nights. And items from the personal collection of Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully recently sold at auction for over $2 million. Scully plans to take that money to help out his family and also make a charitable donation.
Nice. All right. You know, I was thinking back, though, you mentioned those start times of the Red Sox games went from, 7-ish to 7:30 this year. But, you know, I remember back years ago, back when baseball games were shorter, there were towns, cities, I think, that used to start at 8 o'clock. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I have seen some old ticket stubs from back in the day at Fenway, or seeing some information on start times. They'd be at 8 o'clock. And I believe I also read at one point that games at Yankee Stadium back in, you know, as late as the 70s would start at 8:30.
Yeah.
So, but like you said, back in the days when games would be 2 hours, 2 hours, 15 minutes, 2 hours, 30 minutes max, you know, it's not that far-fetched. But obviously you can't be doing that in today's game, especially with the 4-hour, 50-minute games like last night in Cleveland.
I know. If you're a working guy, you need to take 2 days off. You know, you couldn't even get back to work by that time the game ended. Yeah,
I know.
Craziness.
All right, Andy, great talking with you. Have a great week.
You too. Check in soon.
MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carbone, and I'm Bill Newell.